Tonight's passage is taken from John chapter 19, verse 31 to 37.
今晚的信息取自于约翰福音19章第31节到第37节.
John chapter 19, verse 31 to 37. I'll read the first half in English, then Brother Chen Lian will read the second half in Chinese. Now, it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who has been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water.
第35节, 看见这事的人就做见证, 他的见证也是真的, 并且他知道自己所说的是真的, 也叫你们可以信。 这些事成了, 为要应验经上的话说, 他的骨头一根也不可折断。 经上又有一句说, 他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your Spirit to be with us, so that we may come to know you, so that we may obey. May your hearts be planted in us like a good soil, that may multiply in time to come, and bear good fruits. And all this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
We have been preaching from the book of Revelation.
我们一直在用启示录作为讲道的主题。
And in the very first chapter, the second coming of Jesus Christ was described like this.
耶稣基督在第二次降临，在他在第一章里是这样描述的。
It says, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye who see him, even those who pierced him, all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen."
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连吃他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。Amen.
Now this imagery is actually a combination of two Old Testament references.
这个意象实际上是两个旧约的书所组合的。
And the first half comes from Daniel chapter 7, the second half comes from Zechariah chapter 12.
前半部来自于但以理书，那后半部来自于撒迦利亚书。
Now the use of Daniel in the first half of the quotation is easy to understand because it's about the heavenly entry, glorious entry of this Son of Man, and so we can understand why Daniel is used.
我们前半部使用但以理书来描述人子降临的荣耀是很容易理解的。
What is interesting is the use of Zechariah in the second half.
是下半部用那个撒迦利亚书是非常有值得有趣的。
We know from Zechariah that it is God who is being pierced by Israel because Israel repeatedly turned away from him.
在撒迦利亚书中，上帝一次的被他离弃的那个以色列人吃了。
So how does this being pierced therefore, refer to Jesus?
但是这种被刺的描述如何应用于耶稣身上呢?
Now, as it turns out, the piercing of Jesus is actually a very key detail about Jesus' body on the cross.
后来事实证明耶稣的被刺是关于耶稣被钉在十字架上的一个关键的细节。
And it will be exemplified by the doubting of Thomas in John chapter 20.
在约翰福音第二十章 看到多马的怀疑就是那个裂证。
So Thomas say, "Unless I can see the nail marks on his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and then he say what? Put my hand to his side, I will not believe."
多马他说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用手指探入那钉，探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
As you can imagine, John must have told Thomas about this.
那个约翰一定是跟多马说了这件事情。
So a week later, Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and what? Put it to my side.
过了八日，那耶稣就对多马说：“伸过你的手指头来，摸我的手。
Go on.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。”
Then he says what? Stop doubting and believe.
不要疑惑，总要信。
And Jesus later said to him, "My Lord and my God," to express his belief in the resurrection of Jesus.
多马接着说：“我的主，我的神。”他要来表示他相信耶稣的复活。
So tonight I've decided to share a story about Jesus' crucifixion that can only be found in the Gospel of John.
所以今晚我决定分享一个只有记载在约翰福音书里有关于耶稣基督他被钉十字架的故事。
It's the story about how Jesus' bones were not broken and how his side was being pierced at the cross.
是一个关于耶稣的骨头如何的没有被折断的故事，以及为什么他的肋旁在十字架上被刺。
You might say, hey, but you know, very strange, right? This detail about Jesus' body on the cross seems like an insignificant detail.
你会觉得这些细节可能是一个非常微不足道的细节。
Does it really matter? He's what? Unbroken, pierced. So what if he's what? Scratched, burned, slice, kick? Does it really matter?
他的被刺，他的被抓伤这些，真的重要吗？
John actually said this about this testimony.
约翰如此说。
He says that the man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true.
他说看见这事的人，那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的。
He knows that he tells the truth, and so he testified so that you also may believe.
并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
Which means that this story about Jesus' body, this is not a minor detail, it's not insignificant for John.
这个关于耶稣身体的故事对约翰来说不是一个微不足道的细节。
And I think to myself that if I do my job right tonight,
如果我告诉我自己，如果今晚我把我的工作做好，
then you will become a believer just like John. Just like Thomas, I mean.
你就会和多马一样的成为一个信徒。
And if you are already a believer, then may your faith be reinforced.
如果你已经是一个信徒，那愿你的信心得到加强。
So what I'll do tonight is to really explain clearly what happened at the cross.
我今晚要做的就是把十字架上所发生的事情解释清楚。
And after understanding what exactly happened, then we will think about its significance.
在了解到底发生了什么事之后，我们才来想它的意义。
Now the whole incident first started because the Jewish leaders asked for all the bodies that were crucified on all the crosses to be taken down before the end of the day.
事件的起因是因为犹太领袖他在要求在当天就把要把从十字架那些的尸体，他在当天都要把他们取下来。
Why were they asking for all the bodies to be taken down? The reason is due to a law in Deuteronomy chapter 21.
他们要把尸体拿下来的原因是记载在《生命记》第21章。
不一定是尸体，身体啊，
身体哦，
都拿下来啊，死了才拿下来吧，可能是还没有死。So anyway, so Deuteronomy chapter 21 says that if anyone is guilty of a capital of offense and is put to death and their body is exposed on a pole, you must not leave that body hanging on the pole overnight.
生命记他说到，人若犯该死的罪，被致死了，你将他挂在木头上，他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜。
Be sure to bury it that same day.
必要当日将他埋葬。
Because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse.
因为被挂的人是在神面前受诅咒的。
You must not desecrate the land that the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance.
免得玷污了那耶和华你上帝所赐你为业的地。
Now we know that the Jews were especially concerned about ritual cleanliness.
我们都知道犹太人特别讲究礼仪的那个洁净。
And a dead body by itself is unclean, so they do not touch. If they touch a dead body, that's it. They cannot go Sabbath that day.
尸体你们大家都知道是本身就是不洁净的。
Now, even more so, the public display of a dead body of a person, what? Cursed by God. Wow, super, super unclean. Don't leave it there.
更何况是那被公开展示被神诅咒的人的尸体更加的不洁净。
So, because of this law, we understand why they did not want the bodies on the cross to be left overnight.
因为这个律法，我们可以明白为什么他们不要让这个
身体
在十字架上过夜。
Dead or alive, huh? Okay. Now, so normally, The Romans will not be bothered with such a request.
通常罗马人也不会去处理这些要求。
Why? Because taking down the bodies quickly would take away the point of crucifixion itself.
因为啊，很快的把那个身体拿下来的话，会啊降低了那个钉死在十字架上的那个意义。
What's the point of crucifixion? Is prolonged public humiliation.
它的意义就是要延长那个啊。公开的那个羞辱。
It is for prolonged public humiliation. Why would they want to take it out quickly? No, leave it there.
一定是要把它留在上面，因为他们要延长那个公开的羞辱。
So people who were crucified would typically take a while, even days, to die.
被钉在十字架上的人通常需要几天的时间才能够死去。
And then the bodies would be left there for vultures.
然后那个遗体就会在留在上面，让那个秃鹰去吃。
They will leave it as long as they like.
他们会啊、就由他们自己决定要把遗体留在上面多久。
You must understand that crucifixion is typically a punishment for political and religious agitators who so dare to challenge the authority of Rome.
你必须明白，钉十字架最常是被用来惩罚敢于挑战罗马的权威的政治或宗教的那些煽动者。
So they say robbers, but no, these people are actually freedom fighters. They dare to challenge Rome, will give you the worst punishment, which is crucifixion.
那些敢挑战罗马的政权的，就通常会被最给予最严厉的惩罚，就是钉十字架。
So the bodies will only be taken down when the Romans are satisfied by the success of their shock and awe punishment against all these rebels.
罗马人只有在当他们对这些叛乱者那个他们 给予的那些令人震惊的那处罚得到的成效感到满意以后，他们才会让尸体的被拿下来。
But interestingly, that day happened to be a special case.
很有趣的，那一天刚好是一个特别的日子。
The special case was that the next day will be the Sabbath immediately after the Passover.
因为第二天刚好是逾越节后的那个安息日。
So it's a very special Sabbath.
这是一个大日。
So, well, I guess what happened was that the Jewish leaders must have already come to an understanding with the Romans lah. Say, hey, I understand lah, but if it's a special Sabbath, okay, then you must make exception and when we request, please, on those very, very special days, please take it down for religious reasons.
所以犹太领袖们一定和那个罗马人达成协议啊，可以破例的。
So now we understand why it has to be taken down.
现在我们明白为什么让身体必须拿下来。
Now let's talk about the taking down process.
我们先来谈一下那个拿下来的过程。
Now for the Romans, the most important consideration before taking down the body from the cross is to make sure that they are dead.
对罗马人来说，从十字架上取下那个啊，身体最重要的考量是要确保那个人已经死了。
To allow a person to escape from a death penalty, that will be a misappropriation of justice.
让人逃过死刑是滥用正义。
And the soldiers will have to pay for with their own lives.
士兵那个可能要为此付出他们的生命作为代价。
So you know lah, there's no way they will allow somebody to escape.If it's a death penalty, the person must die. So if you want to bring down the person, make sure he's dead.
所以被判死刑的一定会死。你要把那个身体拿下来，你必须确保他已经死了。
And here's the moment where I need to explain how does crucifixion works as a capital punishment, which means how is it a death penalty?
在这里我需要解释十字架如何作为一种死刑。
We often think that crucifixion kills by blood loss.
我们都通常认为十字架的死因是因为失血太多。
I know this because I just check around like, how do you think crucifixion kill? Everybody, it's not blood loss, man.
因为我知道，因为我有到处去打听你们的反应。
Yeah, because everybody think, oh, his blood on the cross, sure is by blood loss. No, crucifixion doesn't kill by blood loss.
不是的，那个被钉十字架的钉十字架死因不是因为失血过多。
Maybe for a minority, but definitely that's not the main reason.
或许它是发生在少数人身上，但是它不是那个真正的死因。
For most of the other cases, crucifixion actually kills by asphyxiation. That means you cannot breathe, okay? Or organ failure due to the lack of oxygen.
十字架上 被钉在十字架上，大多数的死因是因为窒息啊，或者因为缺氧而导致器官衰竭。
So being hung on the arms would mean that the victim would have no choice but to bear his weight on his chest.
被吊在胳膊上意味着受害者别无选择，只能用胸腔来承受那个身体的重量。
And so he will have immediately have trouble breathing because the weight will cause the rib cage to lift up and force him in an almost perpetual state of inhalation.
他会马上感到呼吸困难，因为他的重量造成他的胸腔被抬起，并迫使他进入几乎不间断的那个吸气的状态。
So suffocation will soon follow.
窒息通常会随之而来。
So to alleviate the situation, what the victim must do is that he must repeatedly push himself up with the legs to help himself breathe better.
为了舒缓这个情况，受害人必须不断的反复用脚来支撑自己，让自己能够呼吸。
So you understand the situation for those who are hung on the crucifixion, you lift up, breathe, lift up, breathe, lift up, breathe. This is how they would live on.
那些在钉在十字架上，他们必须不断的把自己抬起来，然后才能呼吸。
But eventually, sometimes in days, this person will be exhausted. And when he no longer has the strength or consciousness to prop himself up to breathe properly, that is the moment where this victim will die from asphyxiation.
他到了最后，他将会精疲力尽。当他再也没有力气去和那个意识去支撑自己以便呼吸的时候，他就会窒息而死。
So crucifixion is actually deliberately a long and painful process to die.
钉十字架其实是一个刻意让他漫长而痛苦的死亡。
But it also meant that for most of the crucified victims, they will not die so quickly, and that is the point. So purposely don't let you die quickly.
这也意味着大多数被钉十字架上的人不会这么快的就死。
So it's no surprise that when the Roman soldiers went around to check on the bodies to make sure that they are dead, you know, before taking them down, they discovered that, the two so-called robbers on the left and right of Jesus, they were not dead yet, obviously, surely.
所以罗马兵士去查看那个身体是不是死了之后是不奇怪的，所以他们发现在耶稣两旁的那两个强盗他们还没有死。
So the soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who has been crucified with Jesus and then those of the other.
于是兵丁来把头一个人的腿并与耶稣同钉第二个人的腿都打断了。
Breaking the legs was the standard way in which they would quicken their death.
打断腿是加速了死亡的那个标准作业。
So just 打岔。You might wonder, how come they don't just kill the person, right?
你可能会觉得为什么不要就直接杀了那个人。
It's death by crucifixion, so it really must die by crucifixion.
必须慢慢的死。
必须因为十字架死啊，不可以
在十字架上，
不可以刺死，还是cannot. Okay, just to make it clear. So, the soldiers will smash the legs of a victim with an iron mallet. It's a Roman process in Latin that is called crucifixim.
士兵他们会用那个铁锤敲碎受刑者的那个腿。
So if you only hang purely by your arms, that means you can no longer use your legs to push yourself up.
如果你只是手臂被悬挂着，你也不能，你已经不能再用你的脚来支撑自己。
I think the maximum that you can do it with your arms is 18 minutes.
你最多可以坚持18分钟。
I witnessed that on a Korean variety show called Physical 100. The longest one is 18 minutes.
我在韩国综艺节目那个体能100看过。
Without the ability to push themselves upright to breathe with their legs, then those on the cross with broken legs will die in less than half an hour. So that's the way to kill.
如果没有办法用腿来支撑自己来呼吸的话，在十字架上被打断腿的人通常不到半个小时就会死亡。
But when the soldiers came to check on the status of Jesus, Jesus had already died.
但当那个兵士来查看耶稣的情况的时候，耶稣他已经死了。
Presumably they know that because Jesus was no longer lifting up himself, his body to breathe. So those not moving like that, you know, has died.
大概是因为耶稣已经不再用支撑身体来呼吸，所以应该是就是死了。
So we have to ask,Why is the death of Jesus so much faster than those on his left and right?
为什么耶稣比他的左右两个人死得更快呢?
Some say it was because of the abusive physical ordeal that he had to go through during his trial.
有些人说到因为他在受审的时候遭受了虐待。
So you know that he was beaten by the soldiers, he was brought from Pilate to Herod and then back to Pilate, so and then he carried the cross all the way there. Well, they say it's the ordeal lah. He was already exhausted when he was on the cross.
他遭受士兵的殴打，他到了那个被钉十字架上的时候，他已经精疲力尽了。
So his trauma and exhaustion might have resulted in his inability to survive longer on the cross, unlike the others.
他所受的创伤 和他的疲惫可能导致他无法像其他人一样在十字架上耐得这么久。
But I prefer another explanation which suggests that Jesus knew that his mission was finished.
但是我比较喜欢另一种解释，就是耶稣知道他的使命已经完成，成了。
And he knew that soon after he's crucified, he willingly committed his spirit to God's hands.
他在被钉十字架后不久，他心甘情愿地将自己的灵魂交在上帝手里。
And so he basically gave up his life lah, instead of struggling and fighting on until his last breath like all the others.
而不是像其他人一样挣扎到最后一口气。
Therefore, since Jesus was already dead, when the Roman soldiers came to check on him, they did not need to break his shin bones to quicken his death, unlike what they did to those two, let's say for example, on his left and right.
所以在 既然耶稣在罗马士兵来查看他的时候已经死亡，他们那士兵就不需要再把耶稣的腿打断。We
have come to the first pit stop, which in our quest to understand what exactly happened.
我们在啊，企图了解发生了什么事，我们来到了第一个段落。Now
we must think about the significance of what happened. What's the significance of this unbroken bones?
我们必须来想一下这个未折断的骨头的骨。 它有什么意义?
John tells us it's significant. Why? Because these things happen so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
约翰他说，骨头未折断的意义，这些事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可折断。So
thank you, John, for telling us this significance.
谢谢约翰告诉我们它的意义。
Thank you, John, but the problem is we can't find this quotation.
看我们找不到这个引文。
We can't find the exact quotation from, he says, to fulfill the scripture, we can't find this scripture.
我们找不到这个经节。
So because the quotation is not exact, we have to find the verse that is closest to it.
因为那个引文不贴切，我们只能找用词最靠近的。
So the closest one, we think, is from Psalm 34, verse
9,
verse
20. 我觉得就是诗篇第34篇第19节。
So let me read to you Psalm 34, verse 19 and 20. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken.
一人多有苦难, 但耶和华救他脱离这一切。 又保全他一生的骨头，连一根也不折断。Could
John be referring to this verse?
这是不是约翰所指的呢?
Because if this verse in Psalm 34 was what John was referring to, then the unbroken bones of Jesus will imply God's protection of a righteous man.
如果这节经文是约翰所指的，那么耶稣未折断的骨头将表明，就是表明上帝对义人的保护。
Let me say this again. The unbroken bones of Jesus, based on Psalm 34, will prove that Jesus is a righteous man.
那个耶稣未折断的骨头，表明了耶稣是一个义人。But
then the final verse in Psalm 34 states that the Lord will rescue his servants. No one who take refuge in him will be condemned.
但诗篇34篇最后一节说到， 耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂，凡投靠他的，必不致定罪。So
it would seem quite counterintuitive, right? That, you know, if the God is going to rescue, is going to save this person, this righteous man, but yet, for Jesus, he only saved his bones, he doesn't save his life?
仅保全耶稣的骨头没折断似乎没有用，因为他的生命没有得到的拯救。
So is he really a righteous man and yet God didn't save him, just save his bones only?
他真的是一个义人吗？为什么上帝没有救他，但是只是救了他的骨头？
Not only that, he says that, you know, the word condemned there actually means guilty, okay? So it means that this person, if he's righteous, he will not, he will be saved. If he's not saved, that means he's guilty.
定罪这两个字是指被裁定有罪的意思。如果他得救的话，他就是没有罪的。
And so that is the reason why those who are, you know, killed on the cross, on a pole were considered cursed by God because you're guilty.
这也就是为什么那些被挂在木头上处死的人被认为是被神诅咒的原因，因为他们是有罪的。
So if there is no immediate, we know there's no immediate deliverance of Jesus on the cross, that would imply guilt, isn't it?
耶稣他没有立即被得到拯救，是不是暗示着他可能是有罪的呢？
So if we want to preserve the meaning from Psalm 34 to say yes, Jesus is righteous.
如果要保存那个耶稣是义人的那个好像诗篇三十章所描述的，
then maybe we need to add a second meaning to the unbroken bones.
我们可能要加添第二个意思。
Thankfully, the second reference to the unbroken bones can be found in reference to the bones of the Passover lamb.
庆幸的是第二个未提到那个未折断的骨头可以参照那个出埃及记
逾越节的
羔羊。
And this, the bones of the Passover lamb is referred to in Exodus chapter 12 and Numbers chapter 9.
你可以在出埃及记第十二章和民数记第九章看到。
He says that this Passover lamb must be eaten inside the house, take now the meat outside the house, then he says what? Do not break any of the bones.
出埃及记十二章说到，应当在一个房子里吃，不可把一点肉从房子里带到外头去。羊羔的骨头一根也不可折断。
Numbers chapter 9 says that you're supposed to eat this Passover lamb with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Then he says what? Do not leave any of it till morning or break any of the bones.
民数记第九章说到，要用无酵饼与苦菜和逾越节的羊羔一同吃，一点也不可留到早晨。羊羔的骨头一根也不可折断。
So the unbroken bones of Jesus actually reinforce this symbolism that Jesus is the Passover lamb sacrificed for our salvation.
因此耶稣为折断的骨头实际上强化了他是为我们的救赎和牺牲而牺牲的逾越节羔羊的那个象征的意义。
Now you must understand it's not just one, it's not just because he has unbroken bones so he's the Passover lamb. No, throughout the Gospel of John,is already repeatedly hinting that Jesus is the Passover lamb.
当然不只是这一个例子，整个约翰福音里我们都看得到。
But the unbroken bones add on to this meaning that Jesus is the Passover lamb.
但是那个未折断的骨头更加证明了耶稣就是那个逾越节的羔羊。
Jesus is the Passover lamb that causes death to skip over the Israelites of Egypt. So if you know the story of Exodus, that the 10th plague,the angel of death is going around killing the firstborn, but for those with the blood of the Passover lamb on the door, the angel of death will skip over.
他是耶稣是那个逾越节的羔羊，他死到那个死亡越过那个凡是在埃及时代的时候，那些在门框上涂上血的那些以色列人。
And in doing so, the Passover lamb makes possible the birth of a new people, the children of God.
他使到一个新民族的诞生的成为可能就是上帝的儿女。
And so Jesus is doing the same. Because of his death, it makes possible the new people of God.
所以他的因为耶稣的死他也使到有一个新我们的就是上帝的新的儿女。
So we see that yes, Jesus is righteous.
所以我们看到耶稣是一个义人。
Even though he died on the cross,Even though he was not rescued on the cross, he is still righteous.
虽然他没有被得到拯救，没有从十字架上得到拯救，他还是义人。
Why? Because he is the Passover lamb.
因为他是那个逾越节的羔羊.
His death is not a punishment for his guilt.
他的死不是因为他有罪而得到惩罚.
His death was a willing sacrifice for our sake.
他是甘愿为我们而牺牲.
Now that we have understood the significance of the unbroken bones, let us continue by reflecting on the piercing.
现在我们既然已经明白了骨头未折断的意义，我们就可以通过反思耶稣的背刺来结束我们分享。
Since Jesus was presumed to be dead, we were told that one of the soldiers therefore pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water.
由于耶稣已经被认为已经死了，我们被告知其中一个士兵拿枪扎耶稣的肋旁，然后就有血和水流出来。
If you ask me, I think it's because that particular soldier is a bit more kiasu than the rest.
他那个士兵可能是比较怕输怕死。
It's not an actual SOP to just make sure that Jesus really died, not to confirm death.
并不是那个确认死，他所做的并不是确认死亡那个标准作业程序。
But we must be thankful for this kiasu soldier.
但是我们必须感谢这个怕输的士兵。
Because at least it helped to dispel a lot of skeptical idea. Because there are a lot of people who say, "Nah, Jesus merely fainted lah. He merely appear to die."
因为他可以，我们可以排除一些怀疑，只是耶稣只是晕倒，或者是真正的死了的那个想法。
Because in the first 100-200 years, there were people a lot who give this kind of theory, say, "Oh, he just pretend, die, then bring down already, or then, at the tomb he escaped or something."
在公元后一两百年，很多人都会认为说，你可以在十字架假装你是死了，然后你就被拿下来。
And there were people who say, "Oh, Jesus is not a real human being. He only appear to have a body, but he's actually not a real human."
也有人认为耶稣不是一个真正的人。
But so thanks to this kiasu soldier, we can see he is a real person and he really died on the cross.
所以我们必须感谢这个怕输的士兵，我们看到耶稣他是一个真正的人，他死在十字架上。
Now what, over the years, many medical professionals have suggested many theories to explain this phenomenon of blood and so-called water.
很多年来，很多那个医学的专家都提出了各种理论。 要来解释这种血和水的那个现象。
So if you are interested in reading them, you let me know. I'll send you this article, but I don't have the bio ability to explain the blood and water to you.
如果你有兴趣知道的话，我可以把这个文章发给你们。
Nonetheless, the significance is what matters.
但是它尽管如此，它的意义是我们要注重的。
And the significance lies in John saying that this act fulfilled yet another scripture. That they will look at the one whom they have pierced.
约翰指出了这行为应验了另一处经文说到，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
And I mentioned this from the beginning. This verse comes from Zechariah chapter 12.
我在讲到了开始的时候就提到，这节经文来自于撒加利亚书。
And we will let Zechariah's verse therefore be our application for tonight.
我们让撒加利亚的经文成为我们今晚的应用。
Zechariah tells us to look. Look at the one who is pierced.
他要我们看那个被扎的人。
Look at the one who is on the cross, the one who is pierced for our sake.
那个为我们的缘故被刺的。
We know he has unbroken bones.
我们知道他有未折断的骨。
The unbroken bones were a sign of his righteousness. He is a righteous man.
是他义人的那个标志。
Yes, he deserved God's protection.
他是值得上帝的保护的。God
should have saved him.
上帝应该拯救他。But
he was sacrificed as the Passover lamb for our sake.
但是他却作为逾越节的羔羊而被牺牲，被献上，使我们得救。He
was sacrificed so that we may be saved.
使我们得救。And
when he was pierced, out flows water and blood.
当他被刺的时候，流出了血和血。
And we know from the Gospel of John, water and blood were symbols of life. Outflow life from him.
这两者在约翰福音中都是生命的象征。
Jesus was sacrificed so that we may have life. That is the symbolism.
耶稣他的牺牲是为了使我们得到生命。
In Zechariah and in Revelation, both said the people mourned when they see how they have pierced the Savior.
撒加利亚书和启示录中说到，当人们看到他们刺救世主的时候，他们悲痛不已。
In Acts chapter 2, when Peter was sharing the story of Jesus to the people, when the people heard this, we were told that they were cut to the heart.
使徒行传第二章他说到，众人听见这话，他们觉得扎心。
I hope tonight to also elicit a similar response from you.
我希望今晚能够引起你有相同的那个反应。
That you see what Jesus had done and who he is.
你看到耶稣是谁，以及他为他做了些什么。
That Jesus died so that we might have life.
耶稣他死，为这使我们可以得着生命。
Paul says that in 2 Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
保罗在哥林多后书说到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们，
if you see tonight the unbroken bones,
如果你看到那个没有折断的骨头，
if you see the pierced side of Jesus,
如果你看到耶稣被刺的那个肋旁，
and you believe,
如果你相信了，
I invite now for you to pray together with me.
我现在邀请你和我一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, indeed, we thank you for what you have done. We see how we have pierced you. We see howthat you have sacrificed so that we may be saved, so that we may have life. So Lord, we come to you and we ask that Lord, you cleanse us again, so that we may be your child, your people. As the angel of death passes us because of the blood of Christ, Lord, we come to you in gratitude, but also with a conviction that we will live as your people. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.